Diggory the Dragon Slayer by Angela McAllister. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. In Days of Old. In days of old, when knights were bold, there lived a boy called Diggory. He came from a village where nothing much happened, and he was just a bit older than you. Diggory had lanky legs, ginger hair, and a nose like a chipolata. This made him very popular with the village boys.
"Skittle legs," they called him. "Stick boy. Oi, pumpkin head. Hey, marigold bunce. Diggory droopy dangle. Nose joester. Sausage snout."
Diggory wore a felt cap to hide his ginger hair, but he couldn't disguise that nose. So he kept away from the village and spent his days playing alone in the forest. Diggory loved the forest. Some days he'd build dams and tree houses. Some days he'd poke about with sticks and think thoughts. You might think he was lonely, but he had one friend who followed him everywhere. A battered old lute from his father that he carried across his back. When Diggory thought some interesting thoughts, he'd turn them into a song, climb a tree, and sing to the sparrows. Now, none of his family understood Diggory at all. His older brothers, Arthur and Tom, were big and tough and bold. Arthur won prizes for hog leaping, and Tom was the local turnip-tossing champion. The thoughts they had were mostly to do with chasing bulls and arm wrestling, and the songs they knew were drinking songs, which had to be shouted wildly as you poured a flagon of beer over your head. The only time Arthur called for Diggory was to keep watch when he was stealing.